Okay, last time we discussed the concept of sakana. Now we have to move into the world of onus. Ma'i onus. Gemara on the Gimel days. Ma'i onus. Derech Agav, there is in the Beis Yitzchak, I think it's Yutet, it's Blue Beis Yitzchak, there's a long article by Rav Aaron Soloveitchik on the topic of Yehari Gal Yavor, where he goes through Arasugya in terms of Lidrash Lahu, the Onesh Shari, exactly what over here. We dealt with it tangentially in terms of, and if Onesh is Shari, so then we want women to be Ne'enasot, we want women to be raped, was that an alternative mark? Anyway, he deals with the Shakra of the Tari Sugya. We didn't deal with it that much. My assumption was that Chazal were very, very happy that the women managed to escape this gzeira of the different Lomichu v'yadam, but that, you know, is why should anyone in the future be in such a situation? Lidrashu da'ona shari. Not that the Lidrashu da'ona shari would then tell the women, okay, go ahead and get raped, because actually, yeah, you moved to your husband. Actually, yeah, is not Yehar v'yadam. In other words, that wasn't the purpose of Chazal to tell the women this is from divine good. But the Gemara dealt with it more once we're assuming that there wasn't a true danger. That we should know what the halacha is, that people shouldn't be moshe nefesh for no reason. And then on that, Tosfos, Rabbi Notama, and the Rivan deal with the reality of Yulei Arayos, Yulei Yavor, etc. Okay, that's just an aside. Getting back to the Gemara. My onus, Ilei Mahada Amran, Hasam Karilei Sakana Vahachi Karilei Onus. You know, it's onus has many, there are many nuances of onus. So one concept of onus that met is rape. So if we're going back to the Kolha Nichnas Lechupa Tiboya Lehigam on Tchila, if we want to use onus in that respect, the previously the Gemara calls it sakana. So the Gemara then moves over to a different concept of onus. The two Hasam Nahagubacham Uta Amarava the Amri Sar Tzava Ba'alair. Namely, what onus are we talking about over here? What is the onus referring to? Onus mama. Onus mama. That's what we call in other areas situations of shasatchak. If you're dealing with onus mama, it's going to cause a tremendous hefseg, a hefseg suda, and the hefseg suda that is mafkiya the takana. So of course, the whole purpose of takana shaltu chamal b'atamatus Israel. You know, it's the reason of getting married on Wednesday is that in order that we have the proper kavod for Benos Yisrael, and that which would create a matzav of Eino Adam Torah Ksuda Mafsida, etc., and shore up the takana of Yashkim Lebezdin, if it's not going to be a suda in any case, if it's all going to be destroyed, as Mahawi Uchachamim the takanata. So then that's mafkiya the takana. The onus mamon in this situation is mafkiya takana. It doesn't mean that all takanos chazal are moved because of onus mamon, that you understand. We're not saying that. We're saying in this situation where the takana was because of shaktu, and even the yashkim, in order to believe on Pesach Pasuah, we need a chazaka, ena dem kareach the suda mafsida, and if the suda is going to be destroyed in any case, then, in other words, then in this situation, the takana simply disappears. So, we pointed out this was the makor of the rufa, that bizmano, people who get married on Yom Shishi, for takanat aniyim, that the whole purpose of Yom Revi'i was shaktu chachamim, but in a period of time where people are aniyim, there's no ability to make the suda on Yom Revi'i, and Yom Shishi allows for the suda, so therefore, we allow, you know, we're mafkiya the takana because of this reason of onus mamo. Fine. What are the ukimtot of onus mamo? So the first ukimta is sar tzava balgeir. What's the second ukimta? Vika damri. Oibayisema. What's the second ukimta of onus mamon? Aveilus. Right. There are two things that can destroy the suda. Either the Sar Tzava who's coming like locusts and they're going to eat up everything, or the Aveilus that Al-Pidin, not a Metzias, but Al-Pidin, it's all going to go to waste because there's no way of getting in the Suda if we have Aveilus. Kiretanya Haresha Hayapito Afoi Tifko Tavuach Yeno Mazut makes Avim Shachatan Oiman Shalkala Machisa Meis Lecheder Kasan Kala Lechupa Boil Bilas Mitzvah Uparish and Noi Shuli Semelu and Noi Seti Aveilus. Were we to wait for Yom Revi'i, it would already be too late. And so we'll
Israelites.
We'll jump the gun and get in at least a minimum seuda in order that we shouldn't have this hefseid mammon, which would be a hefseid that would be irreplaceable. Okay. Then the Gemara goes, I sent people to a whole lot of Gemara dealing with this. There are a lot of topics, some topics to deal with in terms of the Avelus. And we'll try and take them one by one. But first, what I'd like to do today is just deal with sort of an overview, like an art scroll, right? Give an overview of the main connection between Avelus and Shemus Yemei Mishta, and then we'll take the individual problems one by one, in terms of Yichud, in terms of Baal Bilas Mitzvah, in terms of Tachshitim, exactly everything which said. But let's see it as a whole first. And we'll try and understand what is going on over here in terms of the weighing of different options that exist of how to deal with the combination or the simultaneity of the Shivas Yemei Mishta and the Shivas Yemei Avelus. So what does the Gemara say? We just read the sugya that in such a situation where the two occur simultaneously, then machnis and ames lecheder chasam v'kala lechupa boel vilas mitzvah uporesh v'noheg. The bottom line is that what takes precedence? Noheg shivas yemei mishta v'achar kach noheg shivas yemei avelus. That we have over here a dechia that the shivas yemei mishta, as long as they can get in before the kvura, as long as we can begin the shivas yemei mishta before the kvura, then they are doche the shivas yemei avelus. Where do we find such a situation where we have a simcha being doche avelus? What does Rashi say? What is the precedent for this? Rega. Rashi dibra maskil uporesh v'yikru etemet miyad. The kevan the chala alav chasuna have legabei karegel v'lo asya avelus v'chayela. But rather, no shivas yemei mishta. The same way that were we to have begun the regel, and then there were to be a patira, we would postpone the avelus until after the regel. So also, once we began this regel called shivas yemei mishta, we postpone the avelus until afterwards. Okay, we're not dealing over here with the psychology, with how easy it is, how difficult it is. Everyone, I'm sure, has his story. You know, someone passed away at Leil HaSeder, and it was a trauma, and then not only the trauma passed away at Leil HaSeder, but what did they do? You know, they buried their chamor, they were a week later. We're not dealing over here with the psychological trauma, we're dealing with the halacha. The halacha is that once the regel began, the regel pushes off the dinei avelus, and that's the comparison we have over here. Who else makes this comparison black and white between Shivas Yemei Mishta and Regel? Thank you. Okay. So, I'll put a Rambam, if you leave someone else. The Rambam makes the comparison in Perek Yud Aleph. Shivas Yemei Chasnus Harei Hein Karegel. Therefore, Misha Meis Lameis Betol Shivas Yemei Mishta Afilu Aved Be'imo Mashlim Shivas Yemei Mishta Achar Kach Noheg Shivas Yemei Avelus. Clear? Clear on one hand, but on the other hand, very difficult. Very difficult because the Chora, we have what appears to be a Sira within the Rambam himself. Let's go back to Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel. Over there, the Rambam deals with the nature of Moed. Moed, Asur, Behesped, Betainis, V'chenei Maspinah Sameis, V'chanakah, V'purim, V'obrosh Chodesh, Aval. The Rambam says, "Noagin b'hen kol divrei avelus." That if we have Purim and we have a misa on Purim, we don't say, "Oh, let's finish Purim." You know, it's the suda, etc., etc. But rather, we have the Purim and we begin avelus on Purim itself. Noagin b'hen kol divrei avelus. So the Kesef Mishnah was aware of the problem. And he says, "Nashe kasev noagim b'hem kol divrei avelus, kach kasev haMordechai b'shem Rabbeinu Gersha, v'hatam neishelo amrush nafsikin ela regal." Regel is that which is nafsik avelus. Regel is that which postpones avelus. V'hanei lo ikri regalim. As much as Hanukkah and Purim and Rosh Chodesh are wonderful and happy days, but they're not regalim. Then the Kizmi continues, V'atur kasa v'shem ha-shil tos, she-purim mevatel ha-veilus, ha-veloch anokov rosh chodesh. Where did that come from? Lo yadana man polikvay. Where did he pull this out of his hat? V'kasa v'atur v'shem ha-maram, she-gam purim, eino mevatel ha-veilus, ela she-kasa v'shem ha-noa gimbo, b'yudal v'tetvav, ela dvarim v'tshibetzina. Gam alav ha-nitama, minayin lo l'chalik, ben purim l'chanokov rosh chodesh. Namely, l'chora, what we see over here in the Rambam, is that you have a din of regel, and then you have everything else. So, if we have regel and then everything else, so how does Simchas Chasam Vekala come above Purim? I mean, the fact that regel is Mevatel Aveilus, so regel is Doraisa. You have a din of Simcha Doraisa. Shiva Simei Aveilus is on what level? Drabana, right? That's Perek. Perek Aleph Alech Aleph, no. Moshe Tikein Lehem LeYisrael, Shivas Yimei Aveilus. So you have Simcha Doraisa, you have Aveilus Drabonim, so you have a Doraisa B'Mafkiya Drabonim. However, Purim is Drabonim, Aveilus is Drabonim. So you say that Purim is not Mafkiya. What's Simchas Chasam V'Kala? Also Drabonim. Moshe Tikein Lehem LeYisrael, Shivas Yimei Aveilus, Shivas Yimei Mishka, Perek Aleph Alech Aleph. So what's going on over here? Why in the world, if we want to say that Simchas Chasam V'Kala is like Regel, so Chavar Kal V'Chomer, that Purim should be like Regel, and if Purim is not like Regel, then how is Simchas Chasam V'Kala like Regel? That's a problem to understand. What is this in comparison? All of you are trying to take the comparison. We saw it in Rashi, we saw it in the Rambam. Simchas Chasam V'Kala ka Regel. Matpitomis ka Regel. On what basis? Why should it be more than Purim? What's unique over here? So what I'm going to try and do now is to explain it based on a sheet of a Rambam that I know is a Das Yachid. I'm aware it's a Das Yachid, but it just clarifies matters. Then we'll come back to the sheet of Most Rishonim, and then we'll see that Dafka by Most Rishonim we will solve a problem, but by the Rambam we're going to have a problem. But anyways, I'm aware that I'm working off of the Das Yachid. I'm working off of it because it sometimes the Das Yachid can clarify things a little more, and then we'll see that. How it will mainstream. Okay, so bear with me if possible. Yes?
What is assuming
on Purim
Mitzvah
Rosh Chodesh?
There's a
mitzvah of Simcha. Yom, it says in the Megillah, no? Yom Mishtev Simcha.
So by Rosh Chodesh and Tavet also.
But Yom Simcha Skem, of Rosh Chodesh Chodeshem. I mean, that's what Chatav all over the place. And Hanukkah, I mean, it says black and white. No, the Rambam. Same Rambam, right? It says back by Hanukkah, it leaves out the word Mishteh. It doesn't have Mishteh, it has Yom Simcha, no? So that's the whole question as to whether having a gathering in Hanukkah, is that considered to be a Suras Mitzvah or not? But the Rambam Nilchos ומני זה התקינו חכמים שבאוסו הדור שיהיו שמונה סימן גרמים האלו שתקוע שם קפה בכיסלה ימי שמחה והלל. ימי שמחה. That's a bit of simcha drabana. And that's why there's no hesped betainus. But the chol zot there is aveilus. Kanereh, because it's simcha drabana. So aveilus is also drabana. Why distinguish between one and the other? And in terms of Purim, that's what's spoken of already in the Megillah. Yeah? Okay, so what you're saying is, that's the way it is. Okay, that's one way of dealing with the problem. Saying, that's the way it is, and let's continue. But let's try to understand why that's the way it is. Okay, that's what we want to get to, is why that's the way it is. So, if we look on the Gemara a little later on, at Avdala the Meralas, we have a Maimar of Rav Yochanan. Amar Rav Yochanan, Af al pisha amru, ein aveilus b'moed. That's 5-6 lines from the bottom of the page. With a little dalet of the English, but this Avav Yishamu Ein Aveilus B'Moed Avol Dvarim Shel Tzina Noheg. And this is the way most Rishonim pass it, that on Yontif, even though there's no Aveilus, you still have a din of Dvarim Shebetzina, still also the Tashmi Shemitah, also the Talmud Torah. Dvarim Shebetzina are Noheg. However, you saw that the Rambam certainly does not learn that way. The Rambam says black on white in Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, Regalim v'chein Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim ein davar midivrei aveilus noheg bohem. Boom. Right? Ein davar midivrei aveilus noheg bohem. He's chalik on the Gemara? Tosus says not that way. Tosus says lehefe chova la'asos kein. The law rishus. What? No, even Cholam Moed. Regalim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, Ein Dover Midivri Aveilus Noeg Bohem. So the Kesach Mishnah, Al Atar, said, we have this Gemara. You know, like, what's going on over here? And he says, the Rambam had a different gears than the Gemara. The Rambam was Goreis in the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan, Afal Fi Shamru Ein Aveilus Bishabos, Avod Varam Shal Tzima Noeg. Shabbos, you have a gift of Dorm Shal Tzima. Not on regular. And after I'm over there in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, Hashabbos Ola Lamiyan Avelus Ve'ein Avelus Hashabbos Ela V'Dvarim Shebitzina Tifa Sarosh Tafri Shamita Rechitza B'chamin Al-Dvarim Shebegaloi. So I'm taking off your shoes and sitting on the floor. Ein Noheg Bohem Avelus Ela Lovesh Min Olav Zokeh Hamita No Sein Shalom L'Chol Adam. Don't wear beged karua, etc. Okay, so the Rambam distinguishes between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and he has a different gear than our Gemara. Again, I'm aware that the Rambam, this is a Das Yachid. However, just to try and understand what over here is the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and this will help us in terms of Simchas Tasan V'Kavah, I hope. Well, what is the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Why should Yom Tov be Mafkia Aveilus even on the level of Yom Shebet Sina? Masha'en Kein, Shabbat is not. That we have the Gemara in Moed Katan. And that you David Amid Beis. Where the Gemara states, Avel eino noeg aveilusa beregel, sheneemar besamachta bechagecha. Sheneemar besamachta bechagecha. I aveilus de meikarahu. If you start off with the aveilus, then asi asei de rabin, when Yom Tov comes in, dochi asei de yachid. It's mevatel the aveilus. I aveilus de hashtahu. In other words, in the middle of Yom Tov, we begin the aveilus. Lo asi asei de yachid, the dochi asei de rabin. We postpone the aveilus until afterwards. Okay, that's what we have over here, a din within Rego. Within Rego, we have a din of the Samachta. Fine, but so what? So of course, how does Simchas Rego affect itself with Lamaisa? How Lamaisa when the Kain Simchas Rego? In time of Chazal, what do? Korban Shlamim. They korbanos. Nowadays, Basar, Yayin. Women, we buy a nice dress. Kids, we buy candy. No, it's asur for an avel to eat korbanos. An onin can be makrid. An avel can eat korbanos. It's asur for an avel to eat basar v'yayin. An onin is not supposed to be eating basar v'yayin. An avel's allowed to have basar v'yayin. An avel's allowed to play with toys if he's a kid. I mean, like what over here is the stira? Why can't be you know, you're an avel. And what's the steer between being an Avel and Simcha? And that's the other side. On Yom Tov, I'm not allowed to sit on the floor. There's such a halakha on Yom Tov. Simcha, Yom Tov means not allowed to sit on the floor. I can sit on the floor. I can't go around. I like walking without shoes. I feel relaxed without shoes. I can't walk around with my slippers on Yom Tov. In other words, I can't wear a beged karua on Yom Tov. It's halakha on Yom Tov. Is it such an Easter on Yom Tov? You have a din of simcha. I'm supposed to eat basar v'yayin. So eat basar v'yayin with a beged karua. I'll eat basar v'yayin sitting on the floor. I'll eat basar v'yayin without shoes. In other words, what over here is mafkia the aveilus? So chora, the mihuge aveilus are not mafkia the mihuge simcha, and the mihuge simcha are not mafkia the mihuge aveilus. So and it's, why not have both? Why can't I be an avel on Yom Tov, the same way that I'm an avel on Purim? I'm an avil on Purim, so on Purim, what do I do if I'm an avil? It means I eat my sudas Purim on the floor with a bigot parua, right, and without shoes. So if we're over here, why is the Gemara assuming that because it says v'samachta b'chayecha, therefore osi asay the rabin v'dochi asay the yochi? Why have a tchi over here? Why not be able to do both? Where is the stira? Yeah.
It's the internal mindset.
Okay. So you've all been brought up based on a maimar that the Rav wrote, your side here that the Rav gave in Shurim Ravi Mari. It's in the Kedak days. He has a shiur there called Binyan Aveus. Okay, that's a pretty broad topic, Binyan Aveus. And basically, this isn't the gist. Basically, he wants to speak about Kohen Gadol. Very, 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 I mean, so your Tachi is Ulfius, seen over there on the Kuf Pei base. But the Keter that we're interested in is Kuf Pei Ches, Kuf Pei Ches, particularly Kuf Tzadi. In which he points out, as Chaim just pointed out, in a chinami, there's no sphere between the external behavior of an avel and the external behavior of simcha. That's not a sphere. I can eat basa v'yayin as an avel, and I can theoretically be mekayim nihugi avelus on yontif. There's no sphere on the nihugi. The stira is in terms of the kiyum of aveilus. Sometimes you have a maisa and you have a kiyum. Like the maisa of tshuva is vidui, the kiyum of tshuva is belay. The maisa of tefillah is speech, the kiyum of tefillah is avoda shebelay. The maisa of mitzvah, kriyat shema is saying the three parashios. The kiyum is kabbalas amalkus shamayim. Who had been in terms of Avelus? We have Maisa Avelus, and we have a Kiyum Avelus. Who had been in terms of Yontif? You have Maisa Simcha, and you have a Kiyum of Simcha. On the level of the Kiyum, there you have a Stira. You can't simultaneously in your heart be an Avel and be a Sameah. That's where the Stira lies. The Stira lies on the level of the Kiyum, not on the level of the Maisa. It's true, the Maisim are supposed to bring about a certain feeling. Right, the ma'isim are there as emtsa'im, as means to an end. And on the level of the means, on the level of the emtsa'im, there's no stira. But on the level of the end, that's where you have the stira. Okay, that's the target assessor. So in other words, if you have a mitzvah of being sameach balev, simultaneously you can't be avil balev. And so which takes precedence? Asi asay derabim, v'dachi asay diyakim. Yes? Okay, so you're correct. So let's just take it step by step. This is a very nice theory. Can we prove it? So the Rav has quite a few proofs going on Kuf Peches, Kuf Peches. Basically, Kuf Peches through Kuf Tzadi, through Kuf Tzadi Aleph. He has a number of proofs. I mean, the main proof, I think, would be in terms of something we already pointed out. I think I pointed out here. It's not. If I didn't, I'm sorry. When you have a difference between the Maisa and the Kiyum, the Rambam brings the Kiyum in the Koteret of the Halachot and brings the Maisim the Gufa Halachos. If you look in the Koteret of Hilchos Tshuva, it's Uhu Shi Yashuv, the mitzvah to do tshuva. Within the Halachot, it says that the mitzvah is Vidui. In the Koteret of Hilchos Tfila, it deals with Avodah Shebelei. Within the text of Hilchos Tfila, that's what it deals with, saying Bracha A, Bracha B, Bracha C. Look back in Hilchos Aveilus, the Koteret of Hilchos Aveilus is Yesh B'chol an Arba Mitzvot, Achat Mitzvot Aseh, D'Shalosh Mitzvot Lo Taseh. What the Mitzvot Aseh? L'hit Aver al HaKrovim. You have a Mitzvah L'hit Aver. And then what are the Lo Taseh? Shavu Yitamei Kohen Gadol, Shavu Yikonei Simha Meitva Oel, Yitamei Kohen Hedyot. However, we look into the halakhas, look in Perek Hey, Halakha Aleph, the Rambam says, Elu Devarim Sheha'avel Asur Bahem V'yom HaRishon Min HaTorah. We have Isurim Midoraisa for an Avel. Shar Yamin Midrabana. Shar Yamin, we have Avelus Drabana. That was Tekon of Moshe. Asur L'Saper, L'Chabes, L'Rchot, L'Asuch, L'Shamesh Mitaso, L'Nola Tanal, L'Asos Malacha, L'Kros the Divrei Torah, L'Skofet Amita, L'Throw Et Rosho, L'Shol Shalom, Hakol Achad Asar Devar. We have 11 things on which that are Asur D'Oraisa. Look, you have 11 things that are Asur D'Oraisa. Rambam should have begun that we have here 13 mitzvot asay, or 12 mitzvot asay, and or do you want to put them into lokas, however you want to put them, but they're left out of the koteret. Why do we have Dim D'Oraisa and they're left out of the koteret? The answer is the koteret deals with the kiyum. The kiyum is lit avel valev. And the halakos deal with the emtsa'im. The emtsa'im are not mitzvos per se. So therefore you understand that according to the Rambam, this is l'shitato, that there's no such thing as dvarim shebitzina v'regel. That regel is zolcha aveilus. Masha'in came Shabbos. Why is Shabbos different from regel? David, why is Shabbos different from regel? There's no chiyuv simcha on Shabbos. What is there a chiyuv? How do you know there's no chiyuv simcha on Shabbos? Did you see it somewhere? I sent you to a Tosfos. There's a Tosfos on the Kofim on the days in Moed Katan, Ibrahim Maskil Man, and towards the end of that Tosfos, he says that Ach Agav V'Shabbos Oler Regel Eino Oler Hoel Ve'in Aveilus Klal Mishum Dechsiv Behem Simcha Shabbos Miha Loksiv Simcha. Shabbos Miha Loksiv Simcha. There's no mitzvah Shebelev on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Onek, but there's no stira between the dinim, between Aveilus, the kiyum of Aveilus, and the mitzvah of Onek. Where is there a stira? Par, we have a mitzvah on Shabbos of Kavod. Kavod are the externals. So you can't walk around with a torn shirt on Shabbos. That goes against Kavod Shabbos. You can't go around with walking in socks on Shabbos. That goes against Kavod Shabbos. So the Nihugi Aveilus with Farhesia are Pogeya in Kavod. But Nihugi Aveilus that we have Bitsina, that's not Pogeya in Kavod Shabbos. And there's no problem over here of Kiyum. There's no steer on the level of Kiyum. So therefore, you can feel Aveilus Shebelev on Shabbos. You can even be Nohe Nihugi Aveilus on Shabbos, as long as they're not Pogeya in Kavod Shabbos. That was the Rambam that we saw in Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, that Ein Aveilus B'Shabbos Elo Dvarim Shebitzina, Atifa Sarosh, Tafin Shamita, Rechitza, Chamin, those aren't so sere the Kavod of Shabbos. Elo Dvarim Shebegolui, Ein Noeg Behem Aveilus, Lo Beishmin Olav, Zolket HaSamita, No Sein Shalom L'Chol Adam, etc. Ma'ashenkin Regel, there Ein Dvar Mizivri Aveilus Noeg Behem, period.
Okay. Yes. Why aren't Dvarim Shebitzina a steer to the kiyum of kibud oner? Because why there is it, and here it's not.
Chazal are telling us that the concept of kavod is the external appearance of Shabbos, and on Shabbos there should be an external appearance of malchus. And so as long as the external exists, even if internally when you close your door, then those things that are done with Sina, that simply doesn't contradict the kavod. And with the Chazal are defining,
I'm saying that, and a little kiyum, why doesn't it contradict? So even someone who knows during the sinner, there's a level of kiyum of Aveilus.
Fine.
And that doesn't have to make the kiyum.
No, Aveilus and Simcha are a tarikh of the sasri. Aveilus and Kavod, Aveilus and Oneg are not a tarikh of the sasri. What? Oneg is you could say one of two things. You could say that Oneg is not a kiyum shebelev. Oneg is a din needing three sudos. Oneg is a din in having neiros. And we say we don't find the kiyum shebaleiv of oneg. Shabbos, you know, is the as much as with all the hashkafah of Shabbos, but lenais in terms of halacha, that's not a kiyum shebaleiv. So there's nothing there to contradict on Shabbos. The kiyum is to have the three sudot. The kiyum is to light the candles. It's not to create a certain feeling shebaleiv. And so if this is correct, this is the theory that the Rav has in his Yortzeit Drasha. So when we have a stira between the kiyumim, that's when we say nothing is knowing, not even dvarim shebetzina. When there is no stira between the kiyumim, either because the kiyumim are different planes, which is possible, maybe there is a kiyum shebaleiv of oneg and kavod, but it's on a different plane than avelus, or there simply is no kiyum shebaleiv, which is also possible. Right? The Rav doesn't get involved in which of those two. He agrees, but actually, when there's not a stira, then you can have avelus. Just that on the level of farhesia, there we have a stira, and that's on the level of nihugim that we don't want to be pogeya in kvod Shabbos. Now let's move over, taking this approach to what Ruvain pointed out. Let's move over to Simchas Chasson Vekala on one hand, and Purim on the other hand. What we're looking for. Right? What we want to say, we have to see if we can prove it, is that Simchas Chasson V'Kala is a kiyum shebaleiv, as opposed to Purim, which is simply ma'asim. Right? That's what we want to get to. We want to say, whenever you have a kiyum shebaleiv of Simcha, then that's makiyah avelus. Whenever we have simply nihugim of Simcha, that's not makiyah avelus. That's our direction. That was our distinction between Shabbos and Yontif. We now want to distinguish that same way between Simchas Chasson V'Kala and Purim. Take it down to two drabonos. No, is there any way that we can prove that that's correct? I mean, you know, it's nice hashkafa, but can we prove it from within the halacha? So is there any halacha that applies to Simchas Chasson V'Kala and doesn't apply on Simcha and Purim? Yeah?
But not necessarily in terms of a fact of halacha, but
no, that's not fair. Yom Kasunaso, that relates to Matan Torah. Yom Simchasivo, that's the Nidah Semikah. So they're two different things, right? It's not the same. We're talking about two different days. We're talking about the Yom Katunato, the Yom Simchasivo.
So the
And why have a vavachigur? So it's biyom chatunato, biyom simchativo, or biyom chatunato, shehu simchativo. Biyom chatunato, biyom. Chazal doesn't understand that. I don't know what practice is. But Chazal, these are two different days. One after another. You have the chasuna, that's matan Torah, and then you have the yichud, that's binyan beis hamikdash. It could be the same day, but we know that the time of Chazal, you had a year between the Erusin and the Nisuin in the Midbar. So Vav Sivan was Yom Matan Torah, and Binyan Beis HaMikdash was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it's quite a long time. It is Yom Matan Torah to Yom Kippur. So Matan Torah is Yom Kippur. So, and Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Aleph Nisan. It's still a break. Okay, in any case, yes?
Yeah, sure. That this is a Raya that Sifas Fasim in the Raya.
Okay, I said I'm assuming that since it's Moshe Rabbeinu Tikein Lehem Yisrael Shivas Yonishta, that Simcha Sasam Vekala is Drabonan, and I'm assuming that Purim is Drabonan because it's written in Megillas Esther rather than the Torah. And bring a raya from Shir HaShirim that Simcha Sasam Vekala is Daraisa, you yourself have to smile when you see that. Okay. So, but let's go back to the Rambam. Where do we find a distinction? Let me read to you the Rambam's description in Hilchos Ishus of Rambam's description in Hilchos Ishus of Simchas Chasson V'Kala. There Yud Halacha Yud Beis. V'chein Tiknu Chachamim. Shekol hanosei b'sula yiyye sameach ima shivat yamim ve'eino osek b'melachto ve'lo nosein v'nosein b'shuk elo ochel v'shose v'sameach. That's, you know, okay. Let's look at Hilchos Megillah, Perek Veis Halacha Yudalad. Mitzvas Hayom Yudalad of Nei Akvarim Vayarot Yom Tetvav of Nei Kruachim Liyotan Yemei Simcha Mishta. So here you have Yemei Simcha. Here you have Yemei Simcha. In parentheses, it's like we have a halacha that a baal musaf, a baal takeh, shouldn't take money. He's not going to see. I mean, that he's not going to see sin of bracha. But if they take money, right? Okay, your parentheses. I forget about the parentheses. I'm allowed to take money. I take the money. I'm allowed to do malacha in America. People go to work on Purim, right? You have to do Purim in America when people come home from work. That's where it goes. No, that's what I know of the world of America. In other words, it's a day. Kids go to school sometimes on Purim. Also. And so it's mutar b'malacha. Why is the chasan asur b'malacha and on Purim it's mutar b'malacha? So here maybe we can be medayek from a Tosfos in Moed Katan that I sent you to. Tosfos in Moed Katan wanted to explain why you can't get married on Chol HaMoed. You know, why does the Gemara say you can't get married on Chol HaMoed? Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. No, what over here is a contradiction. I mean, Avelus and Simcha, that's a tarot disaster. But Simcha and Simcha, I mean, isn't that the most beautiful time to get married? When Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha, the Simcha? Get married on Chol HaMoed, you have time, everyone's off from work, everyone come to the wedding. So Tosfos over there explains, L'fisha Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha, the Simcha, the Be'idon Shiyehei Libo Panui L'mitzvah Achat. We want a certain sense of exclusivity. Why then now, in other words, would we say that a chasan is asur b'malacha? Hesechadas. He's supposed to be for a period of 7 times 24 hours on a level of a kiyum halev of simcha, lo yasiyah libo, his lev, a kiyum halev. Namely, just like we have a kiyum halev of simcha on yontif, we have a kiyum belev of simcha by chatuna, and those two kiyumim belev don't even go hand in hand, because either you're sameach in this or you're sameach in that. One of them is hasef alas in the other, so kavachom, you can do malacha. If we find on Purim that malacha is mutar, what does that mean about Purim? What does it tell us about Purim? That's not a din balev. That is not a din of kiyum balev. Had there been a din of kiyum balev on Purim, it also would have been asur mamalacha. What is the simcha of Purim? Suda, mishalach manos, matanos le'avyonim. We have actions. We have acts. Yimei simcha, yimei mishta de simcha means that we have days on which you do ma'aseh simcha. Doesn't mean a day where you have a kiyum balev of simcha. That's in other words. So here, the distinction between Purim and Simchas Chasan V'Kaddish parallel to Shabbos and Yontif. On Yontif you have a kiyum shebelev of Simcha. On Shabbos you don't have a kiyum shebelev of Simcha. On Chasan Kavla have a kiyum shebelev of Simcha. On Purim there is no kiyum shebelev of Simcha. That's why Simchas Chasan V'Kaddish Karegel QED. Beautiful. Okay, now we understand Rashi, we understand the Rambam, we understand the same way that regular is mafkiya avelus, simchas chasan v'kala is mafkiya avelus. You have a kiyum shebleid of simcha. V'haraya, you have an isur malacha. You have an isur hesech hadas. Masha'en kein, we have avelus on Shabbos. Dvarim shevitzin on Noveg. We have avelus on Purim. On Purim, there's no din of kavod. So b'chlal, you go all the way. All of the yugei avelus take place on Purim. Because there's no kiyum shebelev. Either the mitzvah simcha, fine. So have suda. No one told you not to have a suda. You know, mishloach manos, send mishloach manos. Matanos levyonim, give matanos levyonim. Be mesameach levanim. There's no sphira between the avelus and the ma'aseh simcha. All of this is fine and good, except it's all going to collapse in 1 minute. So before it collapses, does anyone have any questions? Yeah.
I have a
Yes.
Maybe
it's
not just the
Rambam. Yeah, there is such a Girsa. Correct. There is such a Girsa. We find it in but Rav Rishonim don't have that Girsa. Rav Rishonim don't have that Girsa. Yes?
Saying the next step, the fact that as a Kim Shabbali just tells you there's a clash. The next step has to be in the Gemara. The reason why it was Docha is because of the Asay the Rabin is Docha and Asay the Yachid. But here you don't have an Asay the Rabin. Even if you have a Simcha of Shabbali, there's no Asay the Rabin.
Correct.
So in other words, how is it still doesn't answer the question how is Docha?
You're pointing at something very, very good, and the Shita points it out, and we're going to come to it in a minute. But before that, it was here pointing out on a level of theory. That Lachara, he pointed out that Avelus and Simcha Chasadis can't go hand in hand. One has to push up the other. And we're assuming that once we have Simcha Chasadis Kala, that pushes off the Avelus. What you're saying is, well, maybe just the opposite. Maybe the Avelus pushes off the Simcha Chasadis. How do you know one pushes off the other? That's a very good point, and we'll come to it in a minute. But before we get to that, is everything that we have now glatt? Is everything, does it really like fit in? In tightly that we have Yontif Shabbos, Simchas Chasan Vekala Purim. Yontif is regular, right? Regular there's no Avelis. Shabbos there is from Chiditzina. Regular there's no, sorry, Simchas Chasan there's no Avelis. On Purim we have Avelis. Everything fine and good? No, what's the problem? Nachon. The Braisa continues. All of the days of the Yemei Mishteh, who yashen bein ha'anoshim, v'hi yashena bein hanoshim. We have an Isur of Tashmish Hamita. We have a problem. This isn't Nida. We're not talking about Pirsa Nida. We're talking about we have a problem of Avelus. This is Dvarim Shebetzina. And we're talking about Simchas Chasan Vekala. And what did we want to do? We wanted to compare Simchas Chasan Vekala to Regel. And here, Regel, the Rambam that said his whole Shita. It says no Dvarim Shebetzina on Regel. Shabbos has Dvarim Shebetzina. Shabbos has Avelus. Not Regel. And Simchas Chasan Vekala says like Regel. What's going on over here? How can on one hand, and the Rambam paskins this halacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Avelus in Perek Yud Aleph. Halacha Ches, Heichin Kol Tarchei Hasuda V'Afa Pito V'Tavach Tifcho Kedei Shikonsu L'Simcha Meiskon Meiskon Kodem Shikonsu L'Simcha Im Lo Nosan Mayim Al Gabi HaBosar Mocher HaBosar V'Apasu Nogi Shuvus Yemeilus HaKodem Kodem Shumim Mishteh V'Im Nosan Mayim Al Gabi HaBosar Hari Evcher L'Mochro Machnisin Esa Meis L'Cheder As HaFadah V'Kalo L'Chupa U'Bo Al-Veilat Meisul Porej V'Noh Eich Shuvus Yemim Mishteh HaKodem Shuvus Yemim Aveilus V'chol osan hayomim noheg b'devarim shebetzina kishabos. A minute ago, the Rambam says shivas yemi achasnus harein kuregel, and now he says that noheg b'devarim shebetzina kishabos. Lefika hu yoshen ben anoshim v'ishti yoshena ben anoshim kedei shol yishamesh mitasa v'chugay. What's going on over here? The whole building just collapsed. We wanted to raise Simchas Chasan Vekala to the level of Regel, and that would explain why we have over here that the Mishnah takes over for the Avelus, as opposed to Purim and Shabbos, which we don't have that. And now all of a sudden we see that just a minute, everything is just collapsed. So what do we do? Okay, so here. Here it's time, I think, to go to the mainstream and then come back to the Rambam. Let's go back to mainstream Rishonim. Mainstream Rishonim, Daftala Namar Aleph, read the Gemara that we have it in front of us. Amar Rav Yochanan, Af al pi she'en avegus b'moed, avol dvarim shol tzina noheg. Then on the regular moed, on Yantif, there are dvarim shebitzina. How do you understand that? That these Rishonim are chalik in everything we said. They hold there's no din of Kiyum Simcha on Yantif, that there's no stira between the Kiyum Simcha of Yantif and the Kiyum of Elul Shebalev, etc., etc. Do you have to say that? Do you have to really just throw out everything? I mean, what we said was nice. I, you know, it's the samach of the chagecha. It's Shiyabibo Panoi, and it's Totos is also over there. And it says, does it have to be a Machlokes, North Pole, South Pole? Maybe Tosis agrees with the Rambam that really that there is that Yontif is a Kiyum Halev of Simcha, and Avelus is a Kiyum Halev of Avelus, and the two don't meet. But what? At what point do the Rambam and Tosis disagree? Whether what can coexist? The two Kiyum Shebalev can coexist. But maybe what could you have? The two Kiyum Shebalev don't coexist. That's the whole concept of the Kiyum Shebalev. You can't be simultaneously a Sameach and an Avel, Balev. But what perhaps could be?
Maybe Kiyum Avelos could be built with a Kiyum of Simpagantic, but the Mice Avelos can't be built with a Mice of
I wouldn't go so far. The question is, we don't have some. What we're saying is that the Tosfos will agree with the Rambam. You can't have a Kiyum Aveilus Shebalev on Yontif. You can't have it. The moment you have a Kiyum Shebalev of the Samach B'Chagecha, you have an Asei D'Rabim, you can't simultaneously have a Kiyum Shebalev of Aveilus. But what maybe can you have? Maaseh. Maybe you could have Nihugim. Now, the question is, do Nihugim and Kiyum Halev go hand in hand? Do I have to, in order to be able to, is it possible that I'll say I can have a Niyugav Avelus without a Kiyum Halev Avelus? So the whole purpose of the Niyugav Avelus is an Emsa'i. It's a means to an end. Could I have a means to an end without having the end? Rabbi says, of course not. You can't, if there's no Kiyum Shebalev, what purpose is there of doing a Maisa if it's not going to bring you to a Kiyum Shebalev? We don't find that the Maaseh didn't have meaning after the Kiyum Shebalev. On Shabbos, where you can have a Kiyum Shebalev of Avelus, there's no steer to the Kiyum Shebalev of Avelus on Shabbos, so you could also have Nihugim. But on Yontif, where there's no Kiyum Shebalev of Avelus, you can't have Nihugim. However, if we're moving over to the world, that's the Rambam. Maybe Tosfos agrees in principle that there's no Kiyum Shebalev of Avelus on Yontif. Your heart is in Simcha. Your heart can't simultaneously be in Avelus. But maybe there could still be a certain level of Nihugim. Not Nihugim that would contradict the nature of Yontif, not Nihugim the Parhesia. On Yontif also practices a Din of Kavod, Sus Mikia, etc., just like we have on Shabbos. That's Gemara. However, those things that are Bitsina, Nihugim Shebitsina, you know, maybe that can't exist even without the Kiyumim. And that would be the Machlokes in the Rambam and Tosfos. And the Rav in his Yahrzeit Drasha builds tremendously on that. And we're going to come to it. The question is, I'll just give you like a direction, but we're not going to deal with it now because we haven't seen the sources. What happens during the period of time of Aninus? Between the Nisa and the Kvura, we have a period that we call Onen. Post-Kvura, that's when Avelus kicks in. Are there Isurei Avelus during Aninus? When a person is an Onen, is he allowed to sit on a chair? Is he supposed to take off his shoes? Is he Mutter in Talmud Torah? V'chulei. We'll see that's a Machlokes. The Rambam says no. Rambam says, there's no Kiyum of Avelus. Avelus, the Kiyum of Avelus begins at the time of the Kvura. If there's no Kiyum of Avelus, why in the world have Maaseh Avelus? However, there's the Ramban, the Torah Sa'adam. Those of you who ever want to learn Hilchos Avelus properly, you should know that just like we have a Rashba, the Torah Tabayis, on all Dinim of Yisr Veheter, we have a Ramban, the Torah Sa'adam, on all Dinim of Avelus. And the Ramban says, yeah, that we have Nihugim of Avelus, even, what? He mentions it by Mr. Yubak. We have Nihugi Avelus even in the world of Aninus. Either there's no Kiyum Balev of Avelus. You can have Nihugim without a Kiyum Shebalev, that it can exist independently. So the Rav, I say, Tosfos and the Ramban go hand in hand. The Ramban also paskins that you can have Nihugi Avelus Bitsina on Yontif. And this goes for Shitato, that Nihugim and Kiyumim don't have to go hand in hand. You can have a Maisa without it necessarily bringing to a Kiyum Shebalev. This again, we'll get to it at a later point, but I want you to see the Makaros inside. But anyway, so we could say that. So let's go back down to Tosfos. So Tosfos can agree with the Rambam that Tosfos can agree with the Rambam that really there's no kiyum of avelus on regel. There's no kiyum of avelus on regel, and that's why regel is mafkia avelus. And but the cholzok, there could be dvarim shebitzina. If you learn that way, then what equation reverts? What equation comes back on the table? What was the whole question that Tavi had? How can you say that Simchas Asa Mekalu is like regel? We have a din of Dvarim Shebetzina, Hu Yashin Ben Anashim, Hu Yishen Ben Anashim. Koyat Tosfos. That's Yantav. That's exactly Yantav. Namely, that we have an exact equation, according to Tosfos, between regel and Simchas Asa Mekalu. It's beautiful. And we said we have a kiyum, with the Simchas Asa Mekalu, you have a kiyum Shebeleis. Therefore, you can't have simultaneously a kiyum of avelus, but Dvarim Shebetzina don't require a kiyum of avelus. They're simply meisin. They're meisin. Just like on Rego, where you have a kiyum of a samachta b'chagecha, the cholzo, we can have Dvarim Shebetzina. So also on Shabbos, as opposed to Purim, there is no kiyum shebelev at all of simcha, and therefore the avelus hits in totally. The avelus hits in totally. So we have then, according to Tosfos, once we began with the Rambam and built our building, which according to the Rambam is, as a theoretical structure was very, very nice, but we got caught on the problem of Dvarim Shebetzina. Now let's move back to Tosfos. Say Tosfos basically agrees with the Rambam in principle, just disagrees on one kinesh. One kinesh. Really, there's a tremendous difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos, there is no kiyum shebeleis. And therefore, Aveilus can hit in totally. You can have a kiyum shebeleis of Aveilus. Yom Tov, there is a kiyum shebeleis. And so there can be no kiyum shebeleis. So what happens, what comes out according to Tosfos, is that both on Shabbos and Yom Tov you have Dvarim Shebetzina, but for different reasons. On Shabbos you have Dvarim Shebetzina because there is a din of Aveilus on Shabbos. There's a kiyum shebeleis. And on Yom Tov you have Dvarim Shebetzina even though there's no kiyum. There's no kiyum, but we simply have masim without a kiyum. Regel is similar to Yom Tov. Purim is similar to Shabbos, but without the restrictions of Shabbos. So on Purim you have the kiyum shebeleiv of avelus, and you have all the maisim of avelus. On Yom Tov you have no kiyum shebeleiv of avelus, you can't have a kiyum shebeleiv of avelus, but b'chozo you can have hu yashen ben anashim v'hi yashena ben anashim. This is all within Tosfos. Yes?
I don't know if to answer this question, but how does that manifest itself? I'm saying like Shabbos, I'm doing the Nihugim, and the Nihugim are bringing me to a state of kiyum, but Yom Tov, I do the Nihugim, and I just turn off on a kiyum, I mean, practically,
it's Dvarim Shebetzina. Practically, it's not a kiyum, but in other words, what we're saying is that even though it would appear, I mean, it would not kiyum would be in terms of what happens when you have first Aveilus, and then either Shabbos or Yom Tov enters. So when you begin with Aveilus, and then Shabbos enters, so Shabbos, you continue the Aveilus. Shabbos is Ola L'minyan Shiva. You continue the Aveilus, because you have a Kiyum Shebeleit, you continue. Since on Yom Tov, there can be no Kiyum Shebeleit of Aveilus, so Yom Tov is not Ola L'minyan Shiva. That's basically the difference. Right, that's where you see the difference. In terms of Dvarim Shebetzina, it would turn out that here and there is Dvarim Shebetzina, but in terms of the din of Ola, Shabbos is Ola L'minyan Shiva, regular is not Ola L'minyan Shiva. You have no Kiyum Shebeleit. Yeah. Because in one place the kiyum aleiv is allowed for, in the other case the kiyum aleiv is overridden. I say the rabbin, samach b'chagecha, overrides the ability of having a kiyum shebeleiv. And therefore, according to the rabbin, once there's no kiyum shebeleiv, then there's also there's no nihugim b'tzina. So as it says, nachon, there's no kiyum shebeleiv, but it's no worse than aninus. In aninus also you have no kiyum shebeleiv, but we can have nihugim. So over here also, the question is, can you have nihugim without a kiyum shebeleiv? Tosfos has a precedent from aninus, and the Rambam says no, that when there's, the two of them have to go hand in hand. When there's a kiyum shebeleiv, then you have nihugim. When there is no kiyum shebeleiv, then there are no nihugim. Yes, we can. I grant that. I'm just bringing you an example of, for a totally different reason, that there's no kiyum shebeleiv, but the Sefer Machlokes Rishonim, whether you can have maasei aveilut without a case of kiyum shebeleiv. We'll come to it. I want to deal with it as a separate topic. So just let's take it stage by stage.
I'm not sure I understand how you suggest that that in terms of not having any control, that the young man is not always in the because there's no keep their drum team of it, so they suggest that it's still be there still be a new game.
Depends as to what, as to when the person died. If the person, if we're dealing with an Adelus that began on Tuesday, so the moment that Yantuf comes in, Yantuf is Mafkia the Kiyum, and it's Mafkia all the Nirugim. When we're dealing with a person who dies on Yantuf, someone who dies during Kol HaMoed, then even though there's no Kiyum Adelus until afterwards, but because he can still have Nirugim even on Yantuf itself. Okay, so everything is fine within most Rishonim. Right? We have everything we said works in. Simchas Chasson V'Kala is Keregel. We have a stir on the level of Kiyum Shebelei. Because you could have Ram Shebetzina. And this is as opposed to Purim, as opposed to Shabbos, where there is no Shekiyum Shebelei of Simcha, and therefore where you have a full Kiyum of Aveilus, and you also have Nihugi Aveilus. But what do we do with the Rambam? What do we do with the Rambam? The Rambam seems to, I mean, just within two halakos, contradicts himself. On one end, he says, Shiva Simei Chasmus Harein Kurego. And then next halacha, he says, V'noeg Ben Dvarim Shibitzin Afi Shabbos. So make up your mind. You, Mr. Rambam, and Kerek, you distinguish between Shabbos, where you said that Noeg Dvarim Shibitzin, as opposed to Regel, Shein Dvar Midibri Avelos Noeg Bahen. So how can Simchas Chasan Vekala be this and be this? Up to now, everything that we said is sort of based on this Yartzeit Rasha of the Rav, on his basic feeling. Now, we're going a little off. At my age, sorry, Ruben will understand. I don't remember whether the Rav said what I'm about to say, or he didn't say what I'm about to say. But I think it could fit in according to his theory. It's not in the Yartzeit Rasha. It's not in the Yartzeit Rasha, but I'm pretty sure that he said it, maybe not exactly the way I'm not going to say it. Okay, with that introduction. So if you like it, it's his. If you don't like it, tomatoes come at me. Maybe we got everything upside down. And we pointed out, you can't have Simchas Chasan V'Kala and Avelos simultaneously. This is a Kiyum Shebelei, and this is a Kiyum Shebelei. I think we proved that pretty well. And so we were assuming that Simchas Chasan V'Kala hits in, and Aveilus is postponed. Maybe we got it wrong. This is what Hillel pointed out. That the Gemara says, when does the Simcha push off the Aveilus? That's when the Simcha is on Aseh the Rabbim, and the Aveilus is on Aseh the Yachid. But over here, L'chora, it's a Yachid and a Yachid. So maybe the Aveilus takes place. The Aveilus hits in. Namely, that one's mood during the post-chasana period is a Kiyum HaLev of Aveilus. Point to the Rambam. We have a Kiyum HaLev of Aveilus. We have a Kiyum HaLev of Aveilus, and because we have a Kiyum HaLev of Aveilus, therefore, you have Barm Shebetzina. It's like Shabbos. Right? So we have a Kiyum HaLev of Aveilus, and it's like Shabbos, and you're Chayev in Barm Shebetzina. If we have a Kiyum HaLev of Aveilus, and we have Dvarim Shebetzina, so why not also have Dvarim Shebetzina of Farhesia? So that should be like Purim. So let's go all the way. Let's make it like Purim. And Purim, you have a contradiction between two things. So we say that the Aveilus takes over, and takes over totally. So that over here, the Aveilus takes over totally, even on the level of Aveilus with Farhesia. So here, we'll go back to something that Reuven hinted at earlier. And that is that the Chora, when we deal with Simchas Chasan V'Kala, we're dealing with two mitzvahs that relate to Simcha, and it could be a very big difference in these two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is for the Chasan and Kala to be happy. Simchas Chasan V'Kala, they should be happy. What's the other mitzvah? We have a chiyuv to make them happy. L'sameach Chasan V'Kala. We have a mitzvah of Simchas Chasan V'Kala, and we have a mitzvah, l'sameach chasan v'kala. If we look in the... the Rambam, beginning of Perek Yud Dalet, in Hilkos Avel, mitzvahs asheh shel divreihem, levakir cholim, lenachem aveidim, lehotzi hameis, v'hachnis hakal l'avaso orchim v'sathik v'kol tzorkei hakfura v'chein v'sameach hakala v'hakosa u'l'sa'adam v'kol tzorkei hem. That is a mitzvah of simchas chosan v'kala, and there's a mitzvah of v'sameach chosan v'kala. The aveilus is whose aveilus? What? Nachon, Nichu, but there we call one of them Nichum Aveil, and the other we call Aveil, Avil. Here we have two mitzvahs of Simcha. With Smoach, the Chosan and Kala had a mitzvah of being happy. That was the Rambam that we saw in Hilchos Ishus, in Perek Yud. V'chein tiknu chachamim shekol hanosei v'suri yes sameach ima shivat yamim. Sameach ima, he should be sameach, she should be sameach, they should be sameach v'yachad. That's a mitzvah of v'smoach, and then we have a mitzvah of v'sameach. Let's now take, where do we have the contradiction between aveilus and simcha? On whose part? On the chasan. Chasan lost his father, the kala lost her mother. Let's take the chasan. Chasan lost his father. So he now has a question. What does he do? Should he be an avil for his father, which is a mitzvah of aveilu shebaleit, or should he be sameach with his wife, which is also a mitzvah of simcha shebaleit? Asur b'malacha. It's a mitzvah of simcha shebaleit, not a desakadah. You can't have both. You can't have both. Maybe according to Rambam, what's the precedent on the level of on the individual plane of the simcha of the chasan? The aveilus. Aveilus takes precedence. Aveilus expresses, and therefore noah ima varin shebitzina. He's an avel. He's a gabra of an avel, and if we'll ask him, what is your mood? He will say, my mood is that of aveilus. And he's not going to see a das from his mood of aveilus. Because, in other words, what happened was, the first mace of it, and then came the chasana. So we go. So if you want to know what takes precedence, the aveilus takes precedence. However, on the level of the sameach, that already is an asay derabin. That's already an asay derabin. That's a mitzvah of the community, and that lechora is doche the no second. And when you're dealing with an asay derabim, so an asay derabim is doche the din of aveilus, and therefore, how does this come out? Mitzvah shall be reim l'sameach chasan v'kala, sameach chasan v'kala, and that is doche. What is a doche? Let's take for example when you have a wedding that takes place during between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. What happens on Sukkot, where you have an alternative either between sitting in a sukkah or having a sheva brachos? Sheva brachos. Chasan v'chol ha-shushbinin v'chol b'nei ha-chabura keturin min ha-sukkah. That's a b'kayim a mitzvah derabim of mitzvah derabim, ha-sei derabim, v'toch ha-sei diyachid. That the mitzvah sitting in a sukkah is ha-sei diyachid, you have over here a mitzvah of rabim. What happens when a chasan comes to shul during Shivas Mei Mishta? No takanon for whom? Why? What does Mishnah Berurah say? You have a chiyuv l'smoach imo, l'sameach ito. Okay, l'sameach imo. Okay. So, in that words, so what we could say is as follows, that on the level of the... We ask the question, why shouldn't you have Nihugi Ave was also the Farhesia. So here it could be that the mitzvah of Rabbim of Lusamea Chasan Vekala, that would be Machia the Nihugi Ave was of Farhesia. Kishabas. Just like on Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos is Machia Nihugi the Farhesia. So over here that we have this Indian of Lusamea Chasan Vekala, that would be Machia the Ave was of Farhesia. Then they were saying that according to not like Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the Chasan is not an Avil. The Chasan is a Sameach. The chatan has a kiyum, a lev of simcha, but he has dvarim shevet simcha, he has certain yihugi avelus without a kiyum. That the Rambam doesn't talk of. According to the Rambam, at the moment that you have nihugi avelus bitzina, it means that we have the kiyum halev of avelus. This is Shabbos. It's kishabbos. So on the level of the individual, it's kishabbos, and therefore nohei avelus. But what? Since we have a mitzvah of rabbin, so on the level of farhesia, which is the area of the rabbin, so on the level of the rabbin, we don't have nihugi avelus bifarhesia. On the level of the yachid, who yashin ben anashim, yishin ben anashim, there we have nihugi avelus. Perhaps that would be, you know, the difference between Tosfos and the Rambam in this particular situation is the emet very, very mahuti. That when you have the chasan during Shivas Mei Mishta, is he an avel or is he a chasan? So according to the Tosfos, he's fully a chasan with certain nihugi avelus. According to the Rambam, he's an avel in anything that relates to his asei di yachid, dvarim shebitzina, on the level of the asei di rabim, the sameach chasan v'kala, over there, where mafkiyad nihugi avelus of the rabim. And yitzachain, that there's a difference, that we can show there's a difference between the public aspect, between the mitzvah of l'sameach, and the mitzvah of l'smoach. Where do we see there's a difference between the mitzvah of l'sameach and the mitzvah of l'smoach? Let's go back to the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. What happens if you have a bachur who marries a ba'ula? So in the Rambam paskins, in Haya, when you have a nosei besula sameach ima shivas yamin, eino osek malachto elo nosei venosei b'shuk elo ochel v'shosei v'sameach. Then shehaya bachur bein shehaya alman. If you're marrying a besula, aval im hayesa beula, then ein papa b'gimo yamim. Chacham chachamim milut nos Yisrael sheyesameach im abula gimo yamim bein bachur bein alman. That the mitzvah simcha of ima, simcha ima, and simcha ima means the mitzvah of usmoa, not usaneya. From our Baruch Atah Hashem, usaneach chasan ima kala. So it's Baruch Hu is usaneach the chasan and the kala. However, when it says in the Torah, the nakiya lebeso, okay, in Parshas he says it. Ki yikach ish isha chadasha, Parashas Kiseitzei, Perek Kaf Dalet, Dvarim, Pasukei. Ki yikach ish isha chadasha, lo yeitzei batzava, lo yavor alav l'chol davar. Naki ye lebeiso shana achas, v'simach es ishto asher lakach. So Rashi says over there, v'simach es ishto, yisameach et ishto. He has a mitzvah, v'sameach et ishto, v'targumo v'yachte yas isesei. Hametargim yachte im isese toeh. Ze eino ela tirgum shel the samach, not the simach. Right? If it says im ishto, it's the samach. Es ishto, it's the simach. The Rambam over here says we have a mitzvah l'smoach ima. Ima, that's the samach. It's a mitzvah to be happy along with her. Mitzvah to be happy along with her. So that is shloshe yamim. However, I sent you to the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. Perek Beis Halacha Tes. The Beis Chasanim, Mevorachim, Birkat Chasanim, Ad Kama Mevorachim Brachazo, Im Haya Almon Shenasa Almana, Mevorachim also Yom Rishon Duvad, Bachur Shenasa Almana, O Almon Shenasa Besula, Mevorachim also Call Shivas Yemei Mishteh. And which is only the mitzvah of Simcha is 3 days. The mitzvah of L'Sameach, right? The Shevah Brachos, that's Shevah Yemei Mishteh, with the Chasson and the Shishvinin and all of the friends, that's Shivas Yemei. Shivas Yemei Mishteh. That's what we find also in Yilchos Avel, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekakein Shivas Yemei Avelus. And halcha aleph, and shiva simei mishteh. There we don't distinguish between bachur, shenasa, almana, etc. On yemei simcha, we have 3 days of simcha. We have 7 days of mishteh. That's hilchos brachos, that's hilchos avel, Hilchos Tumas Saras, he also sends to you, Karaktes of Achetz, he speaks about Shivas Imei Mishteh. When the Chassan comes into Shul, we have a Chassan who married an Amana. He comes into Shul 5 days after his wedding. Do they say Kachanan or not? I sent you to a Berhete. What does a Berhete say? Did you see that Berhete? No, you don't say Kachanan, right. You saw the Berhete. You don't say Kachanan. Right. That saying Kachanan, that's with Sameach Chassan Mekal. That's totally in Shiva Sinai Mishkeh. And we have over here, the Rambam uses the phrase, on the mitzvah of Lusaneach, Shiva Sinai Mishkeh. On the mitzvah of Lusmoach, that's the Gimel Yemei Simcha. These are two different concepts. So, Hu Hadin in terms of Nihugei Aveilus. The Aveilus of the Simcha that is on Varm Shevet Sinah. The Aveilus of the Yemei Mishteh, that's, in other words, the Vesima of the Yemei Mishteh, that's Nafiyah, the Aveilus of Farhesia. We have over here these two different levels, and therefore, the Rambam can say that Me'iter Hadin, that Simchas Chasan Vekala is Kuregel, that's on the side of the rabbi. For them to be Nesameach the Chasan Vekala, the Mitzvah of the Sameach, that's Kuregel. That's Machia Avedus. On the level of the Mitzvah of the Smoach, so there we have that it's Kishavos, knowing Dvarim Shebetzina. On the level of the Mitzvah of the Smoach, he's basically an Avel, in terms of his lay. That's his Asay, the Yachid. And that represents itself into the Rambam in Aveilus Shebetzina, not in Aveilus Shebetzina. So perhaps this then is the way that the different Rishonim would learn the framework of our Sugya. Again, had we not had the din of Hu Yoshim and Anashim, everything would have been beautiful according to the Rambam, Bechule. We would have had a problem with Tosos. One thing, the din of Hu Yoshim, and Tosos fits in beautifully. According to the Rambam, we have to sort of turn things on its head. And we have that Simchas Chasan Mekala is simultaneously like regular and like Shabbos. On the side of the Chasan, it's like Shabbos. On the side of the rest of the world, it's like regular. So we have the Shivas Yimei Mishteh. Shivas Yimei Mishteh, that's the Asay the Rabbin. That's going to exist. That Shivas Yimei Mishteh will remove Aveilus the Farnesia. However, on the side of the Chasan, Hu Yoshim Ben Anashim, he has a kiyum of Aveilus, like one has on Shabbos. Okay, so when Rashi says Harayu Kuregel, that's like Tosos. Kuregel with Rav Shevet Sinah. Rashi has a Girsin in Rav Yochanan that on regular you have Rav Shevet Sinah. So going to Rashi and Tosos is no problem with the Sugya. It's Kuregel totally. Kuregel totally includes Rav Shevet Sinah. Within the Rambam, here we have the distinction.
As I understand it, they're
not going to be able to Sameach Chasan Vekala if he's sitting there on the floor with his shirt torn, etc. Namely, that in order for that to be Sameach, then externally he has to appear as though he is part of the Shivas Yimei Mishteh, but it's only an external appearance. That's on the level of Parexia. The moment that they go to sleep, Hu Yoshim Ben Anoshim, the Yeshena Ben Anoshim. And within anything having to do with the Tzibur, anything having to do with Parexia, it's parallel, not the same, parallel to Kavod Shabbos, or parallel to, according to Tosfos, Kavod Yom Tov. That on the level of Parexia, there we have a seerah between one and the other. Nashenkin on the level of the on the level of the Yachid, then no. Halacha l'maisa, let me just give you an example. Halacha l'maisa, Mitzvah Hashem, you should be Ovila Hamavis Vanessa, you should never know of the world of Aveilus. It's one thing to teach Hilchos Aveilus, it's something else totally to be an uncle. I have no desire at all to go to any simcha. I get these wedding invitations, fine. I'm not interested in going. I'll go. I just don't feel like going to a simcha. However, and therefore, even on Shabbos, I try to get out of going to any simcha. However, if I meet someone and he says, "Oh, come with me to the kiddush," so I can't tell him I'm an avel. It's Shabbos. Ain't avel with the Shabbos of Parhesia. For me to tell him, right, and that would put him in a bad mood. So I say, sure, and I'll walk with him to the kiddush, and I'll sit with him at the kiddush, because ain't avel with the Parhesia. Namely, the klape the olam in other words, I have to be the simcha in my you know, inside. How can I get out of this? I'm not interested in being here. I went out, but I have to put on the external. So who has in the chasam tzatay the mesamtim? He has to be in a level that they can be mesameachim on the level of the yachid. Let's give you as an example. The level of the yachid, not that's why. Yeah.
What it means is that the chassidah has, when a
couple gets married, it's not only a personal simcha. You'll find it, I think, probably in the book that Joel Lofsky put out recently on the Rav's Torah on marriage. When a couple gets married, it's not only a personal simcha. It's part, in other words, it's a simcha for the Jewish people. That's why when a chassid walks into shul, so everyone, everyone stops saying tachanun. It's a mitzvah of the, it's a simcha of the rabbin. So on part of that level of the simcha of the rabbin, which is a mitzvah of a sonei chasam dekala, that's the asay the rabbin. There really, there's no avilut. As opposed to when an avil walks into shul, and the avil, let's say, doesn't say tachanun during shiva, that everyone else does say tachanun. Not everyone. In other words, in terms of the avilus is a mitzvah of the yachid. By the chassan, you have two planes. You have this mitzvah of the yachid, the shmoach im hakala, that's yimei simcha, and then you have the yimei mishta, which is part of the simcha of Kol Yisrael, and he's part of Kol Yisrael as well. No one says that being a Jew is easy, but particularly over here, it's certainly very, very difficult. And if one will tell the chassan, chassan will come to us, what should I feel now? I mean, Yeshiva saying, Yeshiva says, what should I feel? It's like, according to Tosfos, you should feel. According to Tosfos, you should feel simcha. And according to the Rambam, you should feel Averus. That's what we're saying. And with the Machlokes, we're showing him exactly what he should feel. So according to Tosfos, it's much more complementary. He should feel simcha, and all the Mesamtim should feel simcha. And just you have these reminders, these samamanim of Averus, of Zoran Shabbatzina. But basically, we're dealing with the kingship of the simcha all along. Hashem, according to Rambam, we turn him into a split personality. On his level of a yachid, he should feel Averus. And on his level of being part of the tzibur, he should feel, he should behave as though he's Sanaya. Lo inyan pashut. Again, very, very personally, my father passed away. My son, who was a chassan, and he was very, very close to my father. His grandfather was mishter. The nisa and the kura was during yeshivas in mishta, and so he had to continue with his mitzvah of yeshivas in mishta. And they tell you his father said yeshiva. It's the net. It was a tremendous. And it's Nisayon that he was supposed to be, we talked like Tosis, he was supposed to be Sanaya, right? He was supposed to be Sanaya. Also, he wasn't an Abba, he was a grandson, but he was very close. He was supposed to be Sanaya and just be aware, right? So he went to be Menachem Abba, and then he went to Yishter HaBrachas. Menachem Abba, Yishter HaBrachas, so. That's the way Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted us to live. Okay, yes.
I don't have anything in that sutra. You said that there's a Shibis and a Mishnah, so the Shibis is still there.
If you can't have both, you can't have a Shibis broken up, and so you don't have a plaza.
Yes, you don't. But isn't sutra which is about the most important people?
It's a lot of mitzvahs to Yochid.
It's
a mitzvah to Yochid. The Sameach Chasam Dekala, that's a mitzvah to Rabin. The Sameach Chasam Dekala. The Rabin should be the Sameach Chasam Dekala.
What's the difference
between
Rabin and anybody who
is
an individual people who
are Tzibur B'Tzibur is a mitzvah to Rabin. Yantah is a mitzvah to Rabin. Right? The Sameach Chasam Dekala, that's a mitzvah to Rabin.
The
Rabin,
the
Sukkah
is not...
The sitting in the Sukkah. Sitting in the Sukkah is a mitzvah for each Yochid.
Also,
Very strange. No one's knowing that way. Even a mohel. Right? So we never heard that a mohel davens every morning the yichidus. Even though normally every shul vice they have a mohel daven with them, and then they're cut from tachanun for weeks on end. Years. Weisberg, yesterday, he was four. He was the mole of Yerushalayim. He must have not. Hundreds of thousands of children. Right? I mean, there was never a day that it wasn't at least five or six kids. And wherever you davened, everyone knew if you don't want to say davening, go to that school. There's always the mole davening there. So, I don't know. So, the Mishnah says it. I'm aware Mishnah says it. He quotes the Berhei Tev. It was said before him. Eliyahu Rav, I think, is the Makar. Never saw anyone being no way to tell a chassid doctor not to daven the tzibur in order not to be makia. I never saw it. Never heard of it. But usually when you have a chassid neighborhood, everyone buys for it because you mean it. Yeah. Sick of one of the first of it.
So really, the Shemi Mishnah is really the double the Shabbos, not the double the regular at all.
Okay, that's the Rambam. Read the Rambam. Yeah, the Rambam says that.
So when it says
Shemini
Hasis
Pain Karego,
it's really like the same
as saying Hasis Shabbos. No. Pain Karego, when there is no Sphira. When there's no Aveya. Shiva Simeyach Asana, Pain Karego, when there is no Sphira. Or Pain Karego on the level of the Rabbin. However, when we have the Sphira, then Pain Kishabbos. I'm not thrilled with the Rambam. I'm not thrilled with what we said, but I think that the Yeshiva is a mashma. So I'll just end up with a psak halacha that is the gedula of Moshe Feinstein in terms of I don't think it's in his biography, but you should be aware of it. That I had a student in Greece many years ago, an older boy. He had gone through what was American at that time called the JSP program in YU, JSS, and what they call it now, JFS, still called JSS, I think.